Okay, I'd like to reconvene the open meeting of the University of Illinois Board of Trustees. Apologize to our visitors that exec took a little longer than expected. It's always unpredictable how long some of those topics will take for discussion. Spring is a wonderful time of year to be associated with the university, and I speak specifically about graduations, a culmination of 4 years of very hard work by our young men and women students. I would like to thank the trustees who spoke at various commencement activities these last 2 weeks. First of all, Stuart King spoke at the College of Medicine at Urbana, and I understand you're going to speak at University High later this month.
Yes, sir. It's an honor and a privilege.
Ed McMillan spoke at the graduation for this university, University of Illinois Springfield. Ray, I understand you spoke at the UIC College of Business.
I did.
And you had a niece graduating.
For the second year in a row, last year at College of Aces, my nephew, and this year my niece over at UIC. So,
fantastic. I spoke at my old stomping ground, the College of Medicine in Rockford, and then Ed and Stuart were with me for the large graduation this past Saturday at the football stadium in Urbana-Champaign. Lots of smiling faces on our young people, including one of our newest graduates, Trustee Reyes. I really appreciate the trustees participating in that. I think it's great when we can show our interest and respect for the students and the faculty. So just park that in your mind for next year. Look forward to that. Next meeting for the board is going to be slightly different in terms of logistics, July 19th and 20th, which is a Thursday-Friday. On the Thursday, the University Health System Committee will meet at 8:30 at the Illini Union in Urbana. So feel free to come down Wednesday night if you want, if you're involved with that committee. The Board of Trustees meeting will convene at 12:30 that day after the committee meetings. And then we have our retreat Friday at Allerton. Professor Emeritus Joe White has agreed to be our coordinator for that, for which I believe we are extremely fortunate. I spoke with him just recently, and he would like to personally call all the trustees to canvass you on prior to the retreat, to canvass you on items that you want discussed. So if anybody does not want to be contacted by Joe, just let me know and I'll pass that word along. But I'm assuming that you'd be happy to talk to him and so he can get your ideas. Okay, now I would like to invite Miss Sherry Mitchell to sing the Illinois State Song for us. She will be accompanied on the viola by Professor Sharon Graff. Sherry Mitchell, whose specialty is voice, is a talented UIS student majoring in theater and minoring in music. She is a winner of the UIS Music Soloist Competition and performed Quando Men Vo from Puccini's La Boheme in the recent UIS Orchestra Music and Comedy Concert in the Sangamon Auditorium. She has been performing as soprano and actress in venues from the East to West Coast for over 40 years. She returned to UIS to complete her theater and music degrees after raising her 4 children. She teaches private voice and piano lessons in the community and is a pianist at the UCC Congregational Church in Jacksonville, Illinois. Sharon Graff on the viola is the founder and director of the UIS Music Program and associate professor of ethnomusicology. She directs the UIS Chorus and teaches a variety of courses in the arts, music, and theater and sociology/anthropology departments and in the Capital Scholars Honors Program. She is a past Illinois State Old Time Fiddle Contest champion and has published articles about fiddle traditions. Thank you.
By thy rivers gently flowing, Illinois, o'er thy prairies verdant growing, Illinois, comes an echo on the breeze, rustling through the leafy trees, and its mellow tones are these, Illinois, and its mellow tones are these, Illinois. Hast thou taught thy children well, Illinois, let thy Springfield campus tell, Illinois, with its roots in Sangamon, as the years pass swiftly on, to you, I we'll raise our song, Illinois, to you.
There, that ought to put a smile on your face.
My next slide.
Now we come to another happy time on the agenda. It's time to install a new trustee, and I would like to invite Mr. Sanford Pearl, who's beginning his term as a trustee, to join me at the podium in order to convey the responsibilities and expectations for members of the Board of Trustees. So, Sanford. the statutes of the state of Illinois created the university in 1867, and they prescribed the powers of the trustees to establish and provide for the educational program, to hold and convey property, to provide the requisite buildings, apparatus, conveniences, and so on to have the university, to make the university function. The University of Illinois statutes promulgated by this board emphasize the responsibility of the board to secure the needed revenues for the university and to determine the ways in which the university funds shall be applied, and to make clear the distinction between the formulation of policy by the board and the execution of policy by the president, other officers, and other bodies of the university under the authority delegated by the board. However, beyond these formal specifications is the tradition of a dual stewardship to the people of Illinois and to the university community, a difficult yet essential interrelationship which must be constructed and maintained by each of us as trustees of the university and for the people. My colleagues and I now formally welcome you to this difficult and important task, and we look forward to your participation in it. I now deputize you. Congratulations and welcome. Sandy, do you have any remarks for us?
I just want to say how excited I am to have the opportunity to serve with you, and it's a privilege, and I've thoroughly enjoyed yesterday and today, and I look forward to many more great opportunities to work with you.
Well, excuse the pun, but it's great to have you on board. Okay. believe now, let's see. Okay, yeah. Tim, now I'd like to ask you to introduce our university officers, Senate observers, and other guests, and give any comments you would like to at the beginning of this meeting.
Thank you very much, Chairman Koritz. At this time, I would like to introduce Chancellor and Vice President Michael Amiridis from Chicago, Chancellor and Vice President Robert Jones from Urbana, Chancellor and Vice President Susan Cook from Springfield, and the other university officers and staff, University Counsel Thomas Barrows, Interim Vice President, Chief Financial Officer and Comptroller Avijit Ghosh, Executive Director for University Relations Thomas Hardy, Vice President for Economic Development and Innovation Ed Seidel, Secretary of the Board of Trustees and the University D.D. Williams, Executive Vice President and Vice President for Academic Affairs, Barbara Wilson. And representing the University Senate's conference, Kathy Novak, Associate Professor, Department of Communication. Representing the Urbana Senate, Bettina Francis, Associate Professor, Department of Entomology and Chair of the Senate Executive Committee. Representing the Chicago Senate, Harshit Bingle, Graduate Student Senator. I don't see Harshit.
Where are you? There you are.
Representing the Springfield Senate, Ranjan Kari, Associate Professor and Chair, Department of Management, College of Business and Management, and Chair of the Executive Committee of the Springfield Campus Senate. Representing the Academic Professional Staff, Clayton Bellott, Academic Technology Service Specialist, Information Technology Services, the University of Illinois at Springfield. Also in attendance is Dr. Meena Rao, Chair of the University Senate's Conference and Professor, Department of Physiology and Biophysics, Chicago. And now with your indulgence, Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a few opening comments.
Please do. So
many of you joined the celebrations here at UIS and across the U of I system over the last week as our universities graduated the class of 2018, including the 150th graduating class in Urbana-Champaign. When the final counts are in, we expect total degrees from the 2017-2018 academic year will top 22,000, a new record that will build on our new nearly 20% growth over the last decade. This year alone, the U of I system sent off such a large number of graduates that they could populate a new city the size of Charleston, East Moline, or Park Forest, which is quite something in 1 year. And this marks our seventh straight year of awarding over 20,000 degrees. Impressive numbers that add to an ever-growing global network of more than 720,000 U of I system alumni, including nearly 400,000 right here in Illinois. Commencement is one of the many signs that this is a university system on the move, guided by an ambitious plan that you kindly adopted last year that ensures that we never stop stretching to do more for students and the public good. Our improving financial position is another sign and has positioned us to invest in expanding our power as an engine of progress, and I want to touch on that briefly. Over the last year, our expenses have increased by just 1.4%. That's below the rate of inflation and a testament to an unflinching eye towards cost controls and efficiencies. Meanwhile, we saw greater improvement in revenue last year, supported by restored state funding and new tuition dollars generated by yet another year of record enrollment. And in just a few minutes, U of I Foundation President Jim Moore will provide an update on the remarkable progress of our new fundraising campaigns, plural. We are already more than halfway towards our ambitious $3.1 billion goal, just a few months after launch and years away from our 2022 deadline. Enrollment growth is perhaps one of the surest signs of our strength and has been driven by our reputation for excellence and a commitment to affordability that will freeze in-state tuition for the fourth straight year next fall. Our efforts have pushed system-wide enrollment to nearly 84,000 students, and there are signs that next fall will extend our streak of record highs to a sixth consecutive year, moving us closer to our strategic enrollment goal of 93,000 students by 2021. First-time freshman applications and admissions are up over 6%. We have strong demand side, both record highs, and we have admitted over 7% more Illinois residents. To continue building on our strengths, we are also investing in our buildings. As you know, through your many actions. On today's agenda alone, you will take action to advance nearly a dozen construction and renovation projects that will total more than $250 million when completed. The list includes the new Siebel Center for Design, an innovative hub of student-focused learning and discovery, and a host of other improvements to classroom, research, athletic, and residential facilities, all financed without state capital funding. These projects will help ensure that learning, laboratory, and living spaces keep pace with the quality of our academic and research programs and maintain our standing as a go-to destination for top students and faculty. The projects also reflect the high priority that the board placed on facilities last January when it directed me to work with our chancellors and provost to develop a long-range capital plan to ensure that future bricks and mortar investments support our strategic goals. Now it is time to invest in another of our strengths, our faculty. Faculty are at the heart of everything we do. The world-class talent, beyond the teaching and innovation that defines our excellence, and the magnets that attract top students and highly competitive research grants. But in recent years, faculty hiring has lagged. As system-wide enrollment has increased about 7% over the last 5 years by nearly 5,600 students, our faculty numbers have increased by only a little over 2%. After retirements and resignations, that translates to a net addition of 139 faculty across all three universities. Of these, 62 are tenure track and 77 are non-tenure track. The patterns differ a little bit at each university, with UIC showing greater growth in non-tenure track faculty, many of whom are clinical faculty, than at our other two universities. Nevertheless, however you look at it, we have not kept up with student growth. This disparity stems in large part from the uncertainty of state support over the last several years. When faced with a budget impasse that lasted 2 full years, our university leaders understandably have been hesitant to commit to hiring tenure system faculty, which require recurring salary commitments and expensive, sometimes, startup packages. So this is an issue that cuts to our core, an issue that transcends campuses and disciplines with implications now and into the future. It's a matter of academic quality for our students, quality that erodes as faculty numbers lag and class sizes grow. Our academic excellence is rooted in a simple formula: right-sized classes taught by top faculty who can give students the attention they need. Ratings organizations know all about the formula too, so as our class sizes increase, our rankings can decline. Certainly, we don't pander to our rankings, but there's no denying that they influence our reputation and in turn the decisions of prospective students, faculty, and staff whose talents have earned them the right to choose from the best. So we must reinvest in faculty talent. Our distinguished faculty hiring program, led by Dr. Wilson, is one example of such a commitment. I am really excited that we will announce very soon the initial cohort of stellar hires that we have made from this program. We also need to leverage our firm financial position to ramp up the hiring of assistant professors, however. These are the faculty who will become the stars of tomorrow. So today I pledge to work with the chancellors to set an ambitious goal for faculty hiring over the next 5 years, a goal that will support our excellence and reputation across the U of I system. And it will be an ambitious goal. In the end, our universities rise on the quality of our students and our faculty. As we grow one group, we must nourish and grow the other. So thank you today for your time and support and all your hard work on all these many fronts for the University of Illinois system.
Thank you, President Killeen.